Welcome back, everybody. As devastating tragedy rips through Texas and now North Carolina, with what some climate scientists are calling a 100-year and a 1,000-year flood, respectively, should the government have been able to predict it? My answer is yes. And here are the facts. Do not listen to what they are saying about it being a 100-year flood or a 1,000-year flood. All that is predictive statistics based on now out-of-date climate models that have not been updated to reflect the current climate reality. As evidence of this, you can point to the same area of Texas where the flooding is now occurring, taking upwards of 95 lives, including children. A flood happened a decade ago. They argued about funding to warn people to detect these flash floods, and they voted it down. And there was a similar flood in 1987. So, you know, not one every 100 years, but that misnaming, that mislabeling, that completely misleading discussion of the risk has led to this reality. Texas has a growing backlog of flood management projects. Anybody surprised here? Ted Cruz was in Greece when the tragedy has been striking in Texas, like he flew to Cancun or wherever he was when the Texas was getting frozen over.
They have he didn't run back during these floods either. He was touring the Parthenon, kept on his tour.
Yes. $54 billion in backlog, okay? Texas lawmakers, they just appropriated $669 million. Not going to save Texas lives, but what did they prioritize? More tax cuts. And a county commissioner who voted against $50,000 to conduct an engineering study to help this county understand its flood risk said when he voted against it, "I think this whole thing is a little extravagant for Kerr County with sirens and such." I mean,
yeah,
it's like
that feel today?
Boss Hogg, that one aged really well, didn't it?
Wow.
Let's go to the phones. Kurt from Madison, you're up next. Say hello to Matt. What are your thoughts?
Hi, Matt. In my early days before I joined the military, I worked for a surveyor. And most, I would say half of our surveyors were done for the state of Wisconsin. We would map out floodplains based on creeks, rivers, even if they're a dry riverbed.
Yep.
And if there was anything of a potential, this is going back to the 80s, mind you.
Yep.
Potentials, there would be signs that be in the ground established this is a floodplain. And now let's fast forward to today with all our technology. I get very angry when something like this happens because there are telemetry systems. They're not expensive. Almost most of the vineyards in California use them already because they have to, you know, their entire cost of living is dependent on their crops.
Yeah.
But there's no excuse, absolutely no excuse, to not having telemetry systems placed along this dangerous floodplain. And furthermore, the fact that if you actually did the surveying of the area and you looked at the proximity of this camp within a given floodplain, given the distance of where it's coming from, it's gaining velocity and volume. I just shake my head. It's just like, we're not talking millions of dollars here. We're talking a bunch of surveys, buying the equipment. Yeah. You're going to have to hire someone to set it up and monitor it. But it's literally a drop in the bucket compared to just 10 years ago, if not 20 years ago.
Yeah, and that's when, thank you so much for the call, Kurt. That's when I was doing my graduate work, and we worked with people that were engineers that did this kind of surveying. We mapped these floodplains. We used geocoding systems to understand them, to help understand water flows. This is doable. This is Army Corps of Engineers stuff. This is the work of government. And for government to say, for Ron Johnson in a hearing 2 years ago in climate change to say, it's fine if people in the South die because we're not going to die as much in Wisconsin as the climate warms up, is disgusting. It's inhuman. I don't understand this acceptance of the failure of government being exacerbated and metastasized by the likes of Donald Trump gutting the very research and scientific work, systems, and employees that we rely on to keep us safe. Matt, go ahead. You got the last word this afternoon.
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, this is the fallacy of the ideology that the government is the problem. When Grover Norquist, the ideologist of the right, says we're going to drown government in a bathtub, little girls actually drown.
When you drown government in a bathtub, what really ends up happening is Americans die more, we're sicker and poorer. Government helps us keep us all safe. Do we need to improve our regulatory systems? Yes. Do we always need to push for greater accountability? I've always viewed myself when I worked in government as a fiduciary to the taxpayer. Hell yes. And we can acknowledge that regulations are for regular people and small businesses to keep our communities safe and competition fair. Don't believe the hype from the right, because that is what it is. If you want to help folks in Texas, here are some organizations that are looking for help. The Center Point Volunteer Fire Department, that is the Center Point Volunteer Fire Department, is accepting online donations. The Care County Flood Relief Fund. Oh, yeah. The Care County Flood Relief Fund. They had to set one of those up instead of paying for early warning and detection systems. The Salvation Army's Careville Croc Center. That is the Salvation Army down there. And I will post the rest of these organizations in our show notes for today. My thanks to each and every one of you and Matt Rothschild, our great guest today, Senator Dianne Hesselbein. Stay tuned for Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. And don't forget, tomorrow we've got an expert consumer advocate telling you what to expect from the big, brutal bill and more Trump trade wars. I'm Maggie Dawn. This has been a Monday edition of the Maggie Dawn Show. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.